Hi everyone, and welcome to Sped Homeschool Conversations. We're so glad that you're with us this evening. It isn't a night like normal, but we're excited to be wrapping up the end of 2020, which I'm sure most of you are. But we're focusing this month, we've only got two shows this month, and we're focusing on family relationships because we really feel like our family relationships have been stressed a lot this year, and we just really want to encourage you. There is hope in connecting with your family, building tighter relationships, and celebrating a Christmas that can build your family up. And so today my guest is Abby Vernella. Welcome, Abby. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And our topic is growing family relationships through shared adventures. And Abby's going to share a lot of, with us about how her family is very adventurous. and just give us some encouragement for kind of stepping out of the box of what we would normally do to help build those relationship bonds with our families. And I also want to thank Right Start Math for sponsoring this episode of Sped Homeschool Conversations. They are one of our partners, and I'll introduce you a little bit more to them about halfway through the show. But we just want to thank them for sponsoring this episode. And So we just welcome you if you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube or on Periscope. Just feel free to join in the conversation and let us know you're there and put in some comments and questions in the feed, and we'd love to incorporate that into our discussion. And if you're watching afterwards or listening on the podcast, just know that you can always join us usually on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Central. So anyways, as we kick this off, Abby, I just want our families to get to know you a little bit better and your family, maybe a little bit about your homeschooling story, and also how are you involved in other areas in the homeschooling world?
Okay, so like you said, I'm Abby Vernella, and I am the mom of three kids. And I do this crazy parent thing with my amazing husband named Jesse. And I was actually a public school teacher before we had kids. And the day that I had our first child, my husband looked at me and said, God gave her to us to raise and not for anybody else to raise. So I came home from the public schools. I decided the greatest gift was raising our own children rather than everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And I never turned back.
Awesome.
So I dove full into the homeschool world. I absolutely love it. I feel like it's God's calling on our life and on parents' lives. And it's also just a passion of mine. I started a local co-op in the town that I live, or it's more of a support group. I'm on the board of my state organization, Homeschool Idaho. So my husband and I serve on that board. And I am the co-host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast and just a writer and a speaker in the homeschool community.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So very involved. So you started your homeschool journey with the first one being born, and you haven't stopped since.
Exactly. We have not experienced the taking a child out of public school and into homeschool. We've been very blessed that this is how we've always done it. And that
awesome.
it's just been a huge blessing for us in that. Yeah.
We've done the same thing. And my kids, you know, that's just what school is. That's the way life is. And, you know,
exactly.
I think this should be an encouragement for some families that are just getting started, that it can become, this is the way of life in
yes.
our home. It isn't just like this new thing that's going to always be new.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
So, but your interests go beyond homeschooling, don't they?
They do.
And so can you share with our audience about the nonprofit you and your husband founded and really what spurred that ministry?
Yeah. So my husband and I are very active outdoors men and women. We're hunters. We fish. We do a lot in the outdoors. And God just opened doors for us in the last many years where we were writing and speaking in the outdoor industry for different hunting organizations, fishing, anything outdoors. And as we were just getting more and more involved in that industry, we just knew that the Lord opened those doors for more than just our own personal gain. And we really prayed through it. We couldn't figure out why God was opening all of these doors. Mm-hmm. And then he really just put on our heart to start this nonprofit where we take children with disabilities, well, actually families, entire families that are impacted mm-hmm. by disability or illness or just other challenges. And we take them on outdoor adventures. And so just people that might need extra help doing what we do or the like, we like to come alongside them, pair them with organizations, and that's what we do. And it's exciting. So cool. It's brand new. We're just getting our, you know, we're just launching. We're just getting started on this, but we're so excited to see where the Lord takes it.
That's very cool. And so you have a lot of experience to speak to our community specifically, because I think they, you know, we put up boundaries and say, well, that's not for me.
Right.
And it does take a little bit of a mind shift, I guess.
Yes, it certainly does. And you said earlier, you said, you know, we're trying to think outside the box. And mm-hmm. I feel like lately we've kind of all been pushed outside the box. We've all been shoved outside the box. So it doesn't feel as hard anymore to think outside the box, because we really, that's kind of where we've been pushed into. So it's a great time. Yeah, it's a great time to start thinking outside the box. And mm-hmm. And so basically the focus on our ministry, which is really exciting, is it's really not about us or even necessarily the individual, but it's really about showing our Creator through His creation. It's about just showing the blessing of family in general and really the value of life, all life. So those are our primary three focuses with Called Beyond.
Because when you get outside, it's just there's something about putting yourself into the natural element versus what all the man-made stuff that we're normally surrounded.
Absolutely. And the Bible speaks of it so often that all of creation speaks His name. And so when you're surrounded by it, it's incredible.
I know. My husband usually chooses those camping spots where I can get no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And so
Martin.
So I am forced to be in nature, and it is so good for me. You know, I've got my hammock and I set it up and I'm good.
That's so great. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. But so before we start talking about adventures, mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about what holds us back from being adventurous. Just as a typical person, you know, not even with a disability, but then if we have a member in our family that does have a disability, what's compounded that often will stand in the way of us being adventurous?
Right. I would say there's many things that go into that. One is fear. I mean, honestly, fear of the unknown. I mean, anything that is out of our comfort zone, you know, we all kind of get into a groove of what's comfortable, what we know, kind of control of what's going on around us. And to think about getting outside of that can cause some anxiety and some fear. I also think that doubt often creeps in. Like, can I do this? What could possibly go wrong? Which yes, the list is miles long. you know, we have always, like, when our first child was 3 months old, we threw her on our back and went bear hunting. And I'm sitting there thinking, the list of things that could go wrong is immense. Like, my home feels so safe right now. So just that doubt and that fear. And then I often think sometimes just going it alone can be intimidating. And that's really where our heart is with Called Beyond, is to come alongside people and encourage and do it together so that people don't feel completely vulnerable to do it alone. So there's a lot of things that hold us back. And in fact, it feels safer to not adventure, to be honest. But the blessings that come from it, and we'll get into that, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. You know, I've got 10 adopted siblings, all with special needs. And my parents eventually, my dad has been an outdoorsman all of his life. And we grew up camping in tents. I don't do that. We don't but he ended up buying a big camper because that's the only way my siblings could travel.
Right.
And just, you know, adapted that environment so that it would be usable, yet he could still enjoy that same adventure. And, you know, just accepting those differences too, that it may not be exactly like it used to be.
Exactly.
But we're still going to be getting out and pushing everybody to the edge of what they've done before.
Right. Absolutely. That's exactly what it's all about, is we all have to adjust our expectations. I think that's a really big one, is, you know, when we expect it to be a certain way, most likely we're going to fail in that expectation, but we adjust and we adapt. And, you know, my life looks very different when I had a 3-month-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old out in the backcountry than it does now, than it did before, you know, when it was just myself. But we have to adjust expectations, and we have to understand that it doing these things, it's more about the journey and the process than it is about the ultimate outcome. You know, we have to redefine what success even looks like. You know, it might not look like roughing it in a tent in the backcountry. It might simply be, you know, spending an evening under the stars in your backyard. So just being able to redefine what success is. And at the end of the day, we always say, did we learn from this and did we grow together? And if those two things were done, then that's success. So,
adventure. We can label it very differently.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
So true.
Yeah.
And yet it's all adventurous.
It all is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, love that. So, you know, what are some suggestions you may have for families who would like to be more adventurous, but maybe have never even thought about this?
Right. Right.
Let alone, you know, had it in the back of their minds is, oh, you know, this is kind of on my bucket list, or I'd like to take my kids this before they graduate. You know, I hear those things, you know,
right.
A lot of parents say this, you know, I really wanted, but how do I even go about starting, you know,
right.
this process and where do we go from there?
Well, I would say the first thing we just talked about is adjust your expectations. Honestly, just say, you know, what is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to do something outside the box, to do something where we're all kind of, put in a different situation where we have to depend on things outside of what we normally do. And then I would say start small. Don't say we're going to all go do, you know, we're all going to climb the highest peak in our state next week, you know.
Right.
Start small and tangible. And then just do it and know that it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. And I think that we have to say it's okay that it's not easy. And I've had so many experiences where I'm in the middle of something. And again, some of our stories, what we do is we do a lot of backcountry with our kids, which means, you know, there's no running water, there's no beds. The food is what you pack on your back and you're tired and you're, and I think it's okay to say this is hard and it's okay to, and I think for kids that have, disabilities or kids that struggle in any way, even an illness, it's kind of good for them to see that, hey, other people have hardships too. Like, this isn't easy for them either. You know, like, it's not like everything's easy for everyone but me. So that's a huge blessing. So know it's going to be hard, but know it's going to be worth it. It's definitely going to be worth it. And then I would say team up with other people. You know, don't team up with other people, find other families that say, we want to be adventurous, but we don't know where to start, you know, and then ask for help, ask around. There are so many things out there anymore where there is help. There are, you know, there's a lot of adaptive sports. There's a lot of like what we do where we can get you into the field, where otherwise maybe you couldn't. So be willing to ask for help and just go for it.
Right.
You know, what's the worst that could happen? Just
kidding. Yes. Yeah. I mean, well, it's like, you know, my family goes up to the Boundary Waters, which is like in northern Minnesota, and we pack in for a week, and my dad has all the equipment. And so, but my sister was very wise when we took the three cousins that were all 13 that year, that we were only going to go in two lakes in, and we were going to stay in one spot. We weren't going to take, you know, the full round trip adventure.
Right.
And they loved it. And so my daughter is now asking to go back and do something more, where I think if we would have pushed it to the point where this is what we did, this is,
absolutely,
you know, how we did it before, that wouldn't have been the outcome. She would have said, I am not doing that again.
Absolutely. That's such good advice. You know, that start small, make it doable so that when it's finished, they have a sense of completion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such good advice.
Right. Yeah. And you want the outcome to be good. And you can't control the weather, you know, you can't control a whole lot of other things, but there are some things that you can control.
And exactly.
So just take it for what it is. And,
and
we did end up leaving a day early still because the rain was coming in and we saw it coming and just said, nope, we're going to endure this.
Totally. Leave while it's good, right? Mm-hmm. So that they want more, right? And I think as parents sometimes, I think in anything, in homeschooling, in just in life, we keep hitting this over and over, but adjusting our expectations. When as a parent, when it's like, we're going to hit all five lakes and I don't care how many blisters everybody has or, you know, we're going to...
Exactly.
what we have to do is remember, what is the goal? The goal is to bond as a family, to encourage our kids out there to have an incredible time, and ultimately to point to our Creator through His creation. And right. When we push it and push it, we need to adjust our expectations and remember that we are coming as a whole family to do this together. So that's going to make for a success every time. Mm-hmm.
But then there's the flip, too, of when you know they can do something and they aren't going to do it.
Right. Totally.
And you really have to push them towards
it. You have to push.
Because we went out to the Smoky Mountains this year and did some camping, and we didn't tell my daughter how long the hike was.
Ah!
We just said, we're going on a hike. It was 8 miles. She's like, the first 2 miles were completely straight uphill. And she's like, are we done yet?
Oh, my goodness. That's a riot. It's the old, it's just around the corner. It's right. Just around the corner, right? We do that one a lot. Just, and you know what we notice with kids is they'll be like tanking and I can't take another step. And then you blink and they're running up ahead of you, you know?
Exactly.
And so we have to just persevere.
Snack.
Yeah. So that's so funny. So it is that balance. And we see that in every area. We see that in school, when to push our kids, when to, you know, let them take a break. And it's just, it's being in tune to our children in every area of life.
Yeah, and even in tune to yourself. I mean, as we're going back to, you know, helping ourselves be adventurous. And going back to those questions, you know, that you said, you know, about fear and about doubt and about what, you know, all these unknowns that we can run into. What am I doing to hold myself back? Or, you know, even you talked about partnering with people. How can those people somehow come against, you know, all these things that are holding me back and say, you know, question you and really hold you accountable. You know, are you pushing yourself or are you holding yourself back?
Right. Oh, that's so good. That's so true. Yeah. The goal is to overcome all those things that hold us back. Right. And, and do it incrementally so that we don't get overwhelmed, but we are successful. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't matter, I guess, you know, we've talked about some big adventures, but, you know, even if it's smaller things, you know, just taking that first step and doing that and seeing where it takes you. And I think that's what leads up to, you know, let's do something a little more adventurous next
time. Because you've seen that you can do it. You've seen how to overcome it. You've seen how to accomplish it. But again, start small. Like you said, you know, push yourself, but start small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yes. So true. So what is it about adventure that just brings people together, you know?
Or completely tears people apart. Just kidding. I have to say there's been many times on the side of the hill where 99% of the time it's bringing us together and other times we're all just like, what are you doing?
Right, exactly.
There is so much about adventuring together that brings us together. And I'd say one of the main things is it gets us out of our comfort zone and it stretches us. You know, we get out of the humdrum and the routine of our everyday life that seems to wear us down. And I kind of sometimes think of like it's that seeing the forest beyond the trees when we're so ingrained in the laundry and the dishes and the homeschool and the reading and the emails and the everything day to day, you know, it just feels tense sometimes. And when we can get out of that and we can get out of our comfort zone and we can see the big picture, it helps us see each other in a different light as well. Like I see things in my children that I don't necessarily see in the day in and the day out at home. You know, I see how they help each other in a different way or how they encourage each other or, you know, how one of them really is strong in ways that I never saw. So I think that's one of the huge ways that it brings us together. And then also when we face new things, it always brings us together because we depend on one another. I can't go it alone out there, you know? And I can see that, you know, my husband's gifts or my daughter's gifts often can make up for some of my weaknesses. And you're definitely a team because when you're adventuring, if anybody steps out of it, whatever the adventure is, it's not always even safe. So, you know, it brings people together that way. And then also, you have to carry one another's burdens. And I think that's how it brings a family together is, for example, when I'm looking at my children and one of them can carry more weight and I see, you know, as we're going up the hill, they'll carry a few things. They carry each other's burdens physically, but also just emotionally when one is like, I can't do this. I can't, do right. one more thing, then the encourager, you know, steps in, that child who just has that natural bent towards encouragement, that gift. Mm-hmm. And it just brings you together as a family. And yeah. that is such an incredible, it's just incredible to watch mm-hmm. how the dynamics change.
Right. Yeah. It takes us out of those artificial elements.
Yes.
That we find ourselves in day in and day out. And we have that routine and, you know, it goes even beyond, you know, the physical stuff, but just how we interact with each other. I've seen,
totally.
You know, even just how my kids pray around, you know, the dinner table. It's like, they say the same thing.
Right.
And it's like, you
totally.
Know, you got to like throw things off balance.
<It's> so, true.
Just, right. Just kind of say, this isn't, you know, this perfect little reality we've created isn't how the world functions. It's not how God made this
exactly.
world.
No. No. And it's not meant to be rote. I think life mm-hmm. can get so rote. We get up, we do the same thing. We say the same prayer. We, mm-hmm. you know, have the same math struggle. We right. have the same, you know, and I know how my child is going to respond in every one of those situations. Mm-hmm. I know how they're going to respond when math gets hard. I know how they're going to respond when a sibling gets on their nerves, you know, mm-hmm. and it just becomes rote and it doesn't push us or stretch us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes away our dependency on God because we already know the plan. We already know the routine, you know? And so when we get into these, or like you said, outside of the artificial elements around us, we see each other differently and we see God in a different light, which is so important.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we start to mask about how we deal with things because we become, as you know, the child with the math problem, here's how I respond to it.
Right.
But I don't think about being compassionate or kind. I think about doing right. the same thing I did before.
Exactly.
Because I just want to get beyond this because I'm so tired of it. And when those new things do come up, it requires you to, you know, respond in a different way, or at least seek different ways to respond.
Right, exactly.
And the same for our family members too. And yeah, that's so good.
And I also think another reason that adventuring together, and again, when we talk about adventuring, it doesn't have to be these enormous things. It's basically anything outside of your box mm-hmm. that feels adventurous. You know, sometimes right. for me, honestly, going to a mall in a city is incredibly adventurous because it's so outside of my element and it's downright terrifying to me. But just in anything that we adventure together as a family, it brings you together because you have a common goal. You know, you have a common goal and we are only, it kind of levels the playing field. When you're outside mm-hmm. of your element, the playing field is kind of leveled and we're only as strong as our weakest member. And mm-hmm. so we really all have to come together to build up that child. So like for us, it's the 5-year-old mm-hmm. who can't pack as much as everybody else, or, mm-hmm. you know, may not swim as well on a river trip or those things. We are mm-hmm. only as a family as strong as she is. And I always laugh because my husband and I will get really warm gear mm-hmm. or we'll get the kids warm gear. And we always say we're only as warm as our coldest family member, you know? And so mm-hmm. it really brings us together to be very aware of one another, to team up and build up, you know, and at the end of the day, it produces selflessness because, you know, we're thinking of others and we're realizing that we are one unit. So, so that helps. And at the end of the day, we have a sense of camaraderie and unity mm-hmm. and accomplishment in whatever adventure we did, when it's mm-hmm. accomplished, we did it together. Nobody can boast right. in their own, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's definitely a family builder.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that what you said about, you know, being the weakest person
right.
is that common denominator.
Yes.
And that is so true that we often, when we're siloed and in an artificial environment, we can say, this is your issue.
Yep.
And then I can separate and I can make this my issue. But when we are dependent on one another,
yep.
like you said, it does. It makes you all one.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that is how God made us to function
yep.
as a body of Christ. And yet...
Right.
We can remove ourselves from that community.
Right,
say, I can
for
be
sure.
a community of one.
And yep.
our society tells us that over and over again.
Exactly.
And yet these adventures, just getting out of our norm will do that.
Exactly, exactly. And it really does come down to the scripture that says, love your brother, you know, above yourself. Love one another above yourself. And And that's going to make you successful, because when you're on an adventure, if everybody is, you know, climbing on their own or determined to have their own way, you know, you're going to, it could be dangerous, and it's going to destroy the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's probably the greatest thing that we've learned. And it's a learning process. Mm-hmm. There is, I mean, don't think that you're going to go on these adventures and be like, oh my goodness, we love each other so much, and it's just so wonderful, and it's so peaceful. That's not true either. This is a journey, and it's often through many shed tears and, mm-hmm. you know, arguing, and, you know, it's life, and we're all a bunch of sinners, you know, mm-hmm. seeking the common goal of being like Christ. So right. don't listen to this and go like, oh, all we need to do is go on an adventure and everybody's right. going to get along.
Exactly. No. And I think some of those most heated moments happen during those times, because you know you can't walk away.
You can't. You are on the side of the hill, there is no room to storm yeah. or in any situation that's not your comfort zone. Let's say that it's just at a park you don't normally go to. You can't just storm away and go to your corner. You have mm-hmm. to work through it.
Exactly. So, yeah. And that forced working through it, you know, it's like those rooms that you get locked in and you're trying to find
yes.
the clues, you know, and you're
yeah, that's very together. Adventurous.
That
yes.
is adventurous.
Yes.
So. but yeah, you have a one common goal, and
absolutely.
And that's what draws everybody together. And,
yes. What are those called? Those are called
escape rooms.
Escape rooms. And I would say that is a great example of adventure. You know, it doesn't have mm-hmm. to be for us, we really promote outdoor adventure, because we believe that there's something so healing about that, you know, and we can see God in it. But any adventure, those escape rooms, it's all the same thing. You have to work as a team. You're only as strong as your weakest member. There is no escaping unless you all escape together, you
right.
know. And
exactly.
so that's a very adventurous activity that will bring, mm-hmm. you know, bonding through struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, those bonds just continue to grow tighter and tighter. The more experiences you have with one another, and that's so important that we do that, because like we were talking about before, you know, when we don't do that, we can become so siloed, and
right.
our family members can just grow apart. And you know, you unfortunately hear this from so many families whose kids have, you know, gone to public school. The parents haven't really raised their children. They've sent them off. They've barely spent enough time with them, and they're like, and then they leave for college thinking, who
yep.
was this person in my home?
Oh.
And you know, don't let those years slip by. Be intentional.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is something that you can grasp onto.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And I think it's a matter of, like you said, it's just spending time together without a screen in front of you, mm-hmm. without everybody in their own corners, you know. And I look around at society and I just see – I see families being torn apart by, you know, screens and artificial life. And it's really not how we were designed. You know, kids were designed to have fresh air in their lungs and
right.
the vitamin D from the sun on their faces and, mm-hmm. you know, touching the ground and experiencing all of God's creation. And
yeah.
it will not return void, in that you mm-hmm. will. I mean, it's just, it's good for our spirit. It's good for our physical body. It's good for our mental state,
yes.
and it's good for our relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true. And, mm-hmm. you know, now that my kids are adults, those are the things they talk about with
yeah.
those adventures. When we lived on a farm in Minnesota and, you know, they would go out and climb in the haylofts or, you know,
mm-hmm.
shoot each other with pellet guns.
Right.
You know, those, but they don't talk about, you know, oh yeah,
no.
remember we watched a movie together? No.
Yeah. No.
And so you've got to build those memories, because that is what's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
Those are those bonding times that will continue to rebond your family over and over again too, as they get older. And those are the memories that they
absolutely.
have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that's so important.
Go.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsor. And then we come back, we're going to talk about just adventures with COVID.
Oh,
and Christmas. And what do we do? And, you know, how do we make that work in the environment and the days that we're living? So so I'm going to give Abby a break for just a second. And we're going to hear from our sponsor, Right Start Math. So I just want to thank Right Start Math again for sponsoring this episode of Sped Homeschool Conversations. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about who they are and and what they're about. So Right Start Math helps children understand, apply, and enjoy mathematics using games to learn concepts, strategies, and to practice math facts. This is a unique program which uses visualization of quantities and de-emphasizes counting, provides strategies, visual pictures, for learning the facts. Place value is introduced early to solidify a child's understanding, and primary tool that they use to teach math is an AL abacus, a specifically designed two-sided abacus that's kinesthetic and visual. They also ask, do your children like to play games? Because they have a lot of those too. Over 300 card games that children will love. They want to help your child achieve success by getting rid of the frustration and tears while having fun doing math. And so definitely check out their website, rightstartmath.com, to find out more about their curriculum and see if it might be a good fit for your homeschool and your child. So I'm going to bring Abby back, and we are going to continue talking about family adventures and just tightening relationships in your family through adventure. And we talked a lot about things in the last half an hour about just how we can have some roadblocks and we need to move beyond what's comfortable for us to get into those places. A lot of times there's some people are just born to be adventurous and can move past those much easier than others. And Abby, you also, you know, talked about coming alongside people and maybe finding somebody who's a little more adventurous than you are, who you can do that with,
right?
That'll push you in and not, you know, take it at your pace too.
Right.
So yeah, but as we're talking about this during the holiday season and during a very unique holiday season that none of us have ever experienced. I know I have family in Minnesota that are in complete lockdown right now, and other northern states are too. So how do we be adventurous during this time? And if you are in our community, you're watching, you have some ideas, definitely share them with us. Or if you have a question, you know, this is what's going on here. How do we even start, you know, this process of getting out and doing something with our family that is a little out of the box?
Right. Well, but most of your audience, I assume, are homeschool families. And so one thing that we have going for us is we're not really new to – we're not adjusting as much as everybody else is with having kids home. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's been really exciting because everything's canceled, right? Mm-hmm. And that's throwing a lot of people for a loop. But for those of us who aren't adjusting to having our kids home with us, it's really actually opened up a lot of freedom for us, right? Mm-hmm. We're not learning, like, how do we do this homeschool thing? What does this look like? We already have that kind of figured out. Well, we're not, nobody has it figured out, but we're further along the journey. Right. We're continuing to learn. But it has, I think, to me, there's no greater time than right now to take a hold of the opportunity of being adventurous, because all of the quote, the Christmas things that we're probably used to doing that fill our December, most of those have been canceled. And so there's a lot of free time right now. And what better time to say, let's try something new. Let's do something different. You know, usually our calendars are so busy, we don't have time to go cut a tree. We just have to hurry up and grab one on the way home from the grocery store and put up. But, you know, this year's a little bit different. We have a lot, our schedules are a little more cleared, and there's a lot that we can do to be adventurous. And we just have to think outside the box, and we have to be willing to not be afraid. So one story is, last year, my husband's 93-year-old grandmother was with us, and we ice fish a lot. So that's just something we do where we're from. And, you know, she just was asking a lot of questions about it. And we thought, why couldn't we take her? Like, she isn't walking well. And we thought, let's get creative. That's another thing that getting adventurous as a family does. We're like, let's get creative. It breeds all sorts of creativity. And my son, who was 9 at the time, and my husband thought, how can we get great grandma, who's 93, on to the middle of a lake and keep her warm? And they came up with the coolest way of putting her in a sled on a chair and strapping it on and taking her out there. And it was just being willing to say, we have this time, we have the drive with the idea, let's figure out how to do it. And you know what? one thing that we had to get out of. I'm like, no, no, not grandma. Something could happen, or she doesn't want to, or I don't want to put this on her. Mm-hmm. And when we did it, she was so thrilled. She was so happy to actually experience it with us. And I think families that have a child who we think would hold us back from these adventures, maybe they're wheelchair bound, maybe, you know, maybe they have some sensory disorders that we thought there's no way that they could, you know, we have to be willing to say, let's give it a try, because it could just open up their world, and it could bring such joy and such pleasure. And you know what? Worst case scenario, they hate it and we never do it again. Right. Yes. But we gave it a go. Right. That the worst that could happen is they don't like it. So during this Christmas season with COVID and the cancel, I'd say if you live in a place to go get a tree, go pick out a tree, you know, even if it's just from a tree farm. So fun. And again, you're going to have to work through refining one another out there when you pick out a tree. It will bring you
with ones that have like whole sides missing and everybody's going, who
picked this? It's true. But when you look at that tree, you have the memory from the adventure that came with it. Or, you know, it doesn't, like we keep saying, it doesn't have to be big. It could simply be, let's get up early, really early. There's nobody can't get up early, and let's watch the sunrise together. You know, whether we have to drive somewhere to see it or we can see it in our front yard, that alone could be an adventure. And, you know, it could push a lot of your family members beyond what they're comfortable. You know, there are going to be family members who don't want to get up early. But when you're all watching the sun come up, I promise you, it's incredible, because you're seeing God in and how he orchestrated everything to work. Or maybe it's staying up late and going on a full moon walk, you know, going on a walk in the full moon and listening to the sounds or the silence. And, you know, bonus points if you do it on a frozen lake. or just simply fishing. I mean, there's got to be somewhere near everyone that maybe it's just a stock, even if it's a stocked fishing pond, it's something new. So I would just say take the time, and rather than be discouraged this holiday season with your normal being canceled, think of it as an incredible opportunity to try something new as a family. And you win some and you lose some, but keep going and try new things.
Great advice. I love those ideas. Yes. The fresh Christmas trees will always give you an adventure.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever done it without.
Never, ever. Someone will, there will be tears. Yes. I don't think we've ever done it without tears somewhere, but that is what bonds you. That's what makes it stronger. You know, it's closeness through those trials.
Yeah. So. Definitely. And I love the grandma and ice fishing, you know, because my parents have a lot of kids at home still, I had to get my mom out of the house. And my mom never spent time with my kids because they had adopted kids. And So my mom really didn't know my daughter very well. Mm. And so I made plans with my dad to kidnap my mother for 3 days. And so sometimes, you know, think outside of what arrangements need to be made for another person in order for that person to go somewhere. So my dad and I took her to New York City for 3 days. We went and saw a Broadway show, and we pushed my mom around a wheelchair. She can't walk. But that allowed her to have that adventure, for her to get to know my daughter. And that's a precious memory that we all share.
And the love that spoke to your mom, to say we were willing to take New York at a slower pace, or, you know, to do the harder thing of the pushing you. And you know, it speaks love. And isn't that what it's about? The greatest commandment, love God and love others. And what greater way can we love others by sacrificing our own ease to allow someone else to do something they may not be able to normally do without our help.
Right. Yeah. And it does require, when you bring people out into just the outdoors or into different places who do have disabilities, there are going to be some things that just you can't do.
Right. But
that's
right.
Just the reality of it.
Yeah.
But what you can do.
Yes.
I think when we start thinking that process, we start thinking about can't. But then, you know, I see family pictures that, you know, my parents have taken, and my adopted siblings all around the campfire in their wheelchairs with their s'more, you know, roasting marshmallows. And, you know, those are the things they can do.
Yes.
And maybe, we can't go on a hike.
Right.
Unless there's a paved path.
Right.
But there's so many other things that we can do.
Absolutely.
Even if it's a hike on the road at the campground.
Absolutely.
A lot of those campgrounds are really nice, and you get a good hike by just being on the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I think that's the best shift of thinking is not what we can't do, mm-hmm. but what can we do? And again, like going back to what you said with this COVID Christmas, you know, right. stop focusing on all the things we can't do and think about what mm-hmm. can we do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that it's exciting. It's exciting.
It is. I think, you know, as I was hearing you talk, you know, we have to build some new family traditions this year.
Yes.
And that can be adventurous.
Mm-hmm, very.
Because we're so stuck in, well, but we've done this every year and we've done this every year, or this is what our family has always done.
Right.
And, okay, so if we have to change it up, what's it going to look like? Is it really going to ruin that tradition? Or
right.
can we replace it with something else?
Yeah.
That may end up being a better tradition that we may never go back to that other one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It kind of strips away, like we were talking about before, the rote, the things that we do just because we do them. And it really gets us back down to the, mm-hmm. you know, why are we doing these things? And can we do it differently and still have that same value, you know?
Right. Yes.
So we yeah. might not get to go, you know, do the tree lighting where everybody's there, but really it's about right. being together. So is there a way we can do that? You know, it's good. It's good for our kids. It's good for us. It's good for everybody to step outside the box. And like we said before, we've been shoved outside the box. And so it's the best time to get adventurous. So, and I'd love to hear from your listeners at some point, other ways that they're, you know, getting adventurous and
right.
ideas, mm-hmm. because we do need to share that with each other, because sometimes mm-hmm. people are like, I have no idea.
Right.
But when we share mm-hmm. stories, we're like, we could do that. We could totally do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And our goal at Sped Homeschool, I don't know if you've heard about this, but we're going to be launching family camps as soon as all the COVID restrictions. And so that parents can have assigned buddies for their kids.
Yes.
And they can actually go to a camp and go canoeing and go swimming and motorboarding, you know, boating and all of those things that maybe they wouldn't have access to.
Right.
And so that's always been something big in my heart. So
I love that idea.
So the state organization in Minnesota already said, we're on board. We're going to make this happen. So it's going to be similar to what the Johnny and Friends camps are like. We've actually had some people that worked at those camps that are going to be replicating a lot of our processes for that.
That is so exciting. And that's mm-hmm. what's needed. And that's what we do with Called Beyond is, you know, we're able to do these things, and God has given us the ability to do, you know, a certain amount of things that we want to come alongside other people and take them beyond what they're able to do as we do it together, you know, and mm-hmm. that is so exciting. And just to give kids adventures that, I mean, that's awesome. I'm excited about that, Peggy.
Yeah, I'm very excited. But, you know, going back to what you were talking about before is that, you know, we're reevaluating everything this year.
Mm-hmm.
And reevaluating isn't such a bad thing.
No.
Because we tend to just kind of slide through life.
Yep.
And God asks us to reevaluate every day.
Yes.
You know, sit with me, learn from me. And yet we get too busy to do that. And so to embrace that reevaluation
right.
and say, you know, where can these adventures that maybe I wouldn't have done
right.
fit into that?
Right. And I would say, too, on kind of a side note, if you're looking at things to do that are adventurous, I think one of the number one things that our family has seen the fruit of is when we do what we do, which isn't going to look like what other people do, but we leave devices behind. And for us, it's mandatory because there is no cell service or internet anywhere near where we go. But I cannot tell you how you are, when you are all hands on deck, because you're doing something new mm-hmm. and everybody's focused and you're not distracted and you're really focusing on one another, that alone will build relationships. So as you do these mm-hmm. new things, you can't juggle something new and your devices. So it kind of forces yeah. you to focus on what you're doing, to be in the moment mm-hmm. And to be really with who you're with. And so just make sure that you know, protect that and that you really are in the moment of whatever it is that you're doing and you're with who you are with in that moment.
Yeah, that's so important. And I think we tend to forget that those devices are even on us.
I know.
Checking them because it's just become like you know, just the
it is
what it's an attachment.
It is.
And
it
you
is.
Just really have to get over that and
yes. yeah,
and set it down. And sometimes I forget where I put my phone because I'm so used to just leaving it. And I have people saying, "Why didn't you answer my text?" And I'm thinking, I don't live on my phone.
Right. So yep. You live in the moment that you're in, and it's right. it's fruitful to do that. And so, you know, again, anything adventurous, it kind of forces you to do that, you know, because you're figuring things out. You're, you know, mm-hmm. so that's yeah. good.
Yeah, it's so important that, yeah, I'm reading a book called Here and Now, and it's this woman's journey about her daughter having cancer and just what God taught her mm-hmm. about having to put down devices and what really mattered mm-hmm. in the moment and what we can really live without.
Right.
And it was a good reminder. I was diagnosed with cancer in April, and so this year has been a year.
Wow. Oh, my
and,
goodness.
You know, just what is important. And, you know, so, you know, we're talking about adventure, but, you know, you really need to look at what are we doing in the day in and day out that's really going to matter. And it's been a very refining process for our family this year with that.
Wow. I cannot imagine. But again, it readjusts your priorities. Mm-hmm. It readjusts, like you said, what matters. And
exactly.
I think that's good. I think everything being stripped from us lately, as hard as it is, as much as we don't like it, God tells us that there will be good that is meant,
yes.
you know, that will come. And so mm-hmm. that has been good. We're seeing people being more adventurous. I've never seen so many people so adventurous lately because we're having to get creative, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're investing in our families and we're back home together. So, it's not all bad.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. And God only gives good gifts. You know, that's what one of my pastor's wives remind me. And she just said, yeah, you just remember, this is a good gift.
Right.
And because God doesn't give bad gifts. So,
right.
And that's, I guess, a good reminder for parents too. And, you know, if you have a disability or if you have mm-hmm. a medical issue or anything that you're struggling with, or you just didn't want to homeschool this year,
right.
God sees this as a good gift. And can you receive it as that?
Right.
And just,
that's so good. He doesn't make mistakes, right?
No. Exactly. Yeah. That's so true. So as we're wrapping up, I would love for you to be able to tell our families how they can find you with Called Beyond as well as Schoolhouse Rocked. And I've got both of those websites. So
oh, great.
I'll let you figure out which one you want to talk about first.
Yeah. Okay. So Schoolhouse Rocked is an awesome ministry that just encourages and equips and comes alongside homeschool families. It kind of started and is a documentary, an mm-hmm. amazing documentary about homeschooling but it's become so much more. It's a full-blown ministry. There's a podcast, which I co-host with my dear friend, Yvette Hampton. And so it's a great encouragement. So you can go to schoolhouserock.com and find everything that you ever needed there regarding homeschooling. They'll point you to state organizations. They'll point you to every kind of encouragement. It's just a great hub for all things homeschool. So, and then... so you can find me over there. And then Called Beyond is the nonprofit organization that my husband and I have started to help take, again, families, entire families. That's really our focus, is we don't just take the child. We take the whole family because we really believe in the blessing of family and that when we do things together, it's just greater. So we take families that have impacted by any disability or illness or just other things that might hinder them from getting outdoors and doing outdoor adventures. And we team up with organizations in the field and guides and outfitters and to help families get out and adventure together. And you can find us over at it's actually the callbeyond.org. And that's Called Beyond, where you can donate to the ministry and help get families out and adventure, or you can apply for an adventure and just get to know a little bit about what we do there.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Yes. And I just have to encourage you, if you've never, you know, even thought that you would do an outdoor adventure, or you've never camped in your life, it really is good for you.
Yes, yes.
Even though I camp normally in a trailer, I do get in a tent every once in a while.
The trailers, they will spoil you.
I know. We have a 1970 refurbished Airstream.
Oh,
my husband
fun.
Actually grew up in it, and we had it redone. And
so that's an adventure, refurbishing that, right?
Well, we didn't do it. We paid somebody.
Nice. So smart lady.
Yes, exactly. I think that would have been way too much of an adventure for us. We remodeled homes together. That was enough.
That was enough. Oh, that's so fun.
But yeah, so
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Yes, we love Schoolhouse Rocked. I've been connected with Yvette since they started, and so that's
We love them. They're awesome, and we're all serving the kingdom together, and it's just such a blessing and a privilege to see God interweave, you know, all of us who are serving Him. And you can also find me over at Facebook. You can just look up Abby Rinella, and I'd love to connect with any of your listeners. And even if they have questions, like, how do we do this? Or what does this look like? You know, I get at least one call a week, like, how do you take small children out? You know, or what's the key? How do you, you know? And so we would love to connect with you over there. And again, on Instagram at Abby Rinella. So, so
that's
fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you just for sharing, for all the wisdom that you have, and just the encouragement. I think that's, you know, is this overwhelming sense of just encouraging, you know, just take this next step, do something different. You know, it really is going to be okay, even if you're taking a 90-some-year-old grandmother on the ice.
It's going to be okay. And
it's going to be okay.
It is. So, well, thank you, Peggy. It has been such a joy, and I am so grateful to have done this with you, and you're doing amazing things. Thank you for answering the call that the Lord has put on your life.
Oh, it's a passion, definitely.
That's exciting.
Well, and thank you all of you for joining us. Thank you, Right Start Math, for sponsoring this episode of Sped Homeschool Conversations. We appreciate that and your continued support. And also, we are a nonprofit, so just for viewers like you who support our ministry on an ongoing basis. So next week will be the last broadcast for this year, and I'm going to be interviewing Connie Abbers. She's a podcaster, an author, and she just has a heart for families. And so we're going to talk about a family-focused Christmas and just what does that mean? And she has some great ideas on just how to pull your family together and to focus on the Christmas season and maybe some new and different ways or some more meaningful ways. And so we're going to focus on that next week. But yeah, so thank you, Abby, and for kicking off this month with us with relationships and adventures. And I just hope that it gave some people some encouragement to accept that box.
Yes, yes.
That they are out of already.
Exactly.
Or just move beyond something they were trying to crawl back into, which I know, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and that it's very tempting to say, I just want to go back.
Yes.
But let's just move forward.
Absolutely. So get out there, get adventurous, have some fun.
Yeah, that's so true. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you again next week right here on Sped Homeschool Conversations. Bye, everybody.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.